Hello, once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Well, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we had a guest scheduled for today. That guest can't make it due to the bad weather. And boy, do we have bad weather. It's an open forum today, 1-800-348-2551. Thank goodness it's almost Thanksgiving, which means, of course, that the winter holiday season is about to begin. Since settlers first broke bread with American Indians at Plymouth, Massachusetts, the final Thursday of November has been reserved across the country for making sure those people and things we are thankful for know they're appreciated. So today on the show, we talk about Thanksgiving. What does it mean to you? Why are you thankful? If you are thankful, and I hope you are, I'm thankful for you and many other things. What do you look forward to on this Thanksgiving Eve? Is it the delicious meal? What's your favorite holiday recipe? Boy, we're wide open to your ideas. 1-800-348-2551. And before we start the show, if you are traveling today, and it is a huge travel day, take it easy. More than 550 flights have been canceled nationwide, most of those in the Northeast. The roads, if you haven't been on the roads stink, and they're getting worse. And the snow is it's coming in most of our listening area, and it will continue to come for quite some time. So, you know, if you can leave early or leave late tomorrow after it clears up, much better plan. Traveling is a huge part of Thanksgiving for many of us. Some of us just go 15, 20 miles. Some of us go a couple of hundred miles. One of my sisters-in-law going to Maine. That will not be a fun drive tomorrow morning. But whatever you are doing, I hope you do it safely. Number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. In the opening billboard here, we talked about the first Thanksgivings. And, of course, there's the whole mythology going back to colonial times and the pilgrims about what it was like. And there's some scant evidence about what it was like. But we do know that the formal Thanksgiving, the last Thursday in November, was designated by President Lincoln on October 3rd, 1863. For a day of thanksgiving and praise, but George Washington had one 78 years before that. But that was when it was formalized. There's a great article in the Washington Post by Susan Evans, who is the program director of the American Food History Project at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History. And I'll read you a little bit of it. The title is Why We Eat What We Eat on Thanksgiving. Susan Evans writes, "No American holiday conjures up images and memories of food like Thanksgiving. Starting in preschool, most of us learned that Thanksgiving commemorates the moment in 1621 when pilgrims sat down for a peaceful meal with their Indian friends. They wore funny hats and buckle shoes that are conveniently easy to replicate out of construction paper. They ate turkey, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and stuffing, just like I ate with my family every year in Stanfordville, New York, after watching the Thanksgiving Day parade. Since the mid-20th century, historians have gone to great lengths to prove how little of the story actually happened." And Susan Evans writes a terrific article. Again, it's at the Washington Post. And she talks about some of the things that they probably did not eat on those early Thanksgivings. For instance, turkey. Yeah, there were a lot of turkeys in New England in the 1620s. They were tough. They were tough to catch. They were lean. Probably not the highest centerpiece of their meal. Fish, on the other hand, plentiful. So there was probably plenty of that. They did have cranberries, quite a few in New England in those days. So possibly cranberry sauce, though probably not preformed in a can. What do you eat? I'll tell you, we look forward to the bird. Last year, my wife and I brined it for the first time with Rick Orlando's advice. And I got to tell you, it was truly amazing. All right, let's go to the phones. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. And let's go over to Bob in Schenectady. Hiya, Bob. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
What does it mean to you, man?
Well, you know, our family, we have a special pickle dish assortment every year at Thanksgiving.
Nice.
That's how we start our day. And then we just have a big turkey meal. My mom always gets a fresh turkey, which she picked up this morning in the snow, I guess. And then I sleep for a couple hours. And then I head over to Jiminy Peak to stay up all night and groom the trails everybody's ready for Friday.
Oh, that's great thing to do. And I guess the trails are going to be pretty darn good this time around, huh?
I can't wait to see it. It's going to be great.
The snow is really flying here near our Albany studios. I assume Schenectady has its fair share as well.
Same thing. Same as you guys, yeah.
Well, have a great Thanksgiving. You know, we had Judy Patrick on from the Schenectady Daily Gazette today.
Right.
And she said,
right.
she said to me, not always my favorite holiday because I end up serving most of the time. And I can see that. When it's a team effort, it's better. Yeah. Well, anyway, Bob, happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye now. Bye. Number to call on Vox Pop here on this no guest open forum edition here on the very snowy eve of Thanksgiving is 1-800-348-2551. Let's go to Reed in Troy. Reed.
Hello, Reed.
Oh, no, that's not Reed. That's Jim in Albany. Jim, are you there?
Hey, hello, Ray.
Hey.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To you, too.
I'm thankful to you for your great work at WAMC.
Oh, but, shucks.
But mainly, Ray, I wanted to... I'm thankful for the Indian chief who wrote the executive order that the pilgrims could stay for Thanksgiving dinner and would not be deported.
So that... Very clever. The Wampanoag Indians, I believe that was.
Oh, yes, a Massasoit, I believe, was the chief, but I'm not sure about that.
Boy, you know, you mix in the politics quite well there, Jim. Nice work. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, thanks for your good work.
All right, man. Let's go over to... Now we'll go to Reed and Troy. Reed, you're on.
I'm on?
You're on.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes, politics.
Oh, boy.
What it means to me is that Abraham Lincoln made Thanksgiving the official holiday because he wanted to make people feel good during the Civil War. So it was actually a political ploy hooked in with the discovery, and I'm sure somebody will talk about it, but I can't remember the author, the leader of the Plymouth colony wrote 40 years, I think, of the doings of the colony, mm-hmm. and the book was lost and found on a British bookshelf.
Oh, you're kidding me, really?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to say in the 1850s, and it got published, and it was a wildly popular book.
Hmm.
And with that, Abraham Lincoln said, well, let's make this an official holiday. Because I want to be popular.
Well, that's interesting. You know, however, we do know that George Washington, some 78 or 79 years prior, did at least have one day where he said, this is a day of Thanksgiving. I don't remember what day it was. And states and colonies also did the same thing over the years prior to Lincoln. But you make a good point. Hey, Reed, thanks a lot. Hope you have a good... What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Going to my ex-wife's.
Well, that ought to be interesting.
Bring a friend.
All right. Well, maybe next year you tell us how that one went. Thanks, Reed. We appreciate the call. It is Vox Pop on WAMC, 1-800-348-2551. What does Thanksgiving mean to you? What do you do? What do you eat? Do you watch the football? We'll be watching the football. Eve in Rhinebeck. Eve, you're on.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Happy Thanksgiving. This is exciting. I'm on the radio.
Same to you.
So I am really grateful for all the many charities that they have in the Hudson Valley. I mean, there are so many people that don't have very much, and there's people that go out and volunteer in these charities like Poughkeepsie Children Home and the Foundation, Anderson Center for Autism, for the kids that have autism, and then the Scenic Hudson, who cleans up the Hudson River and makes it beautiful, and then there's one of my favorites is the FDR Library, who... They just do a great job of preserving FDR's memory in all of us.
And those are all such big parts of our WAMC nation, if you will. And I'm glad you brought that up. We did a show a few weeks ago or a couple of weeks ago on food pantries in the region. And this is a time of, obviously, it's a big time of want, but it's all year round. But this is a time when it's really, really felt.
Yeah, I mean, Dutch's Outreach, in my... immediate area does some really great things for people and feed a lot of people. And my company, we're going to go out and serve at the food pantry in February. So there's so much that we need to be grateful for, especially for this great weather.
Oh, are you enjoying it?
I love it. I've got kids. We've been out this morning. It's been great.
Well, good for you.
So.
Well, you have a much more optimistic attitude about the weather than I do. I know I have to go home and clear the snow off the roof, so...
Well, I don't have to go out in it, so...
Good for you! I guess if it's voluntary, it's okay to go out in it, I suppose.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
Be safe. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling.
Great. Thanks for everything you do.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
1-800-348-2551 is our number. Well, this is going pretty well. I mean, we didn't have a guest, as of a little while ago, but you're stepping up. It's nice. More on the way.
For WAMT comes from Inspire Design and Build, a fully custom remodeling, home addition, and new construction company located in Saratoga Springs. Offering design consultation and estimates, inspiredesignandbuild.com. Healthy Living Market and Cafe, Saratoga Springs, featuring divine wines at the Wilton Mall with wines from all over the world and weekly tastings, healthylivingmarket.com. Epic 18 Vermont Artisans, Manchester Center, an artisan-owned and operated cooperative craft gallery honoring handmade traditions and contemporary design, epochvermont.com. And the Montessori School of the Berkshires, discovery-based education designed to inspire and engage young learners, offering toddler through adolescent programs, berkshiremontessori.org.
So that's one of my favorite cuts from Count Basie. That is After Supper, and it just reminds me of what it'll be like, oh, about 4:30 tomorrow afternoon after the turkey and everything sets in. You have that sort of relaxed feeling, and that was a great Basie record. Neil Hefti, I think, did that composition. After Supper. It's Vox Pop on WAMC. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. Ray Graff here, and you there, and it's an open forum. And by golly, the phone lines are filling up, and my flop sweat is drying. Let's go back to the phones and Kay in Rotterdam. Kay. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, we start our day off with going to a polka mass at St. Adolphus in Schenectady.
Oh, nice.
And our extended family meets us there, and we all gather at somebody's house, everybody bringing a dish, and then we celebrate the whole day. Football, parades, whatever it be.
That sounds good.
13 grandchildren. It's wonderful.
13 grandchildren. You're blessed.
13. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Truly blessed.
You know, it occurred to me. Now, my wife and I, we have 5 children. And if they all spawn, we might actually beat that 13 number someday.
You may, because I had 5 children. And that's where we came with the 13.
Oh, be darned. That's pretty darn good, Kay. Although, I don't know if I'll live to see 13 grandchildren, but I'm glad you
yes,
did.
And yes, you will.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and you too.
All right, let's go over to Dana in Oneonta. Or Diana, I'm sorry. Diana, you're on.
Hi.
Hi. How's the weather in Oneonta?
Oh, we have maybe 4 inches of snow now.
Coming down pretty good?
I'm sorry?
Is it coming down pretty well, pretty strong?
Yeah, it's coming down pretty good right now,
okay.
Yeah. And I am preparing to make apple pies.
Ah, what's your secret?
So, your challenge there made me think about that Thanksgiving for me reminds me, and I think all of us, that appreciating, you know, what's around you and giving thanks can actually be a daily practice. I'm always reminded of Deepak Chopra's spiritual laws of success, that if you want to be successful in this life, one of the ways to do that is to express thanks and appreciation, you know, wherever you go, that you bring a gift of, you know, bring a gift of, you know, your compliment of, you know, even just a flower. I know we'll all be bringing gifts, you know, of our pie or our favorite family dish to our, you know, celebrations. But it just kind of reminds me at that time of year, oh, yeah, always be thankful and always express that thanks to people who do good stuff for you. It's just a one way to kind of counter all the horrible things in the world that we feel so powerless about. So
that is so well said.
In our own little neighborhood, in our own way, in our own community, counteract that negative, horrible, events that are happening around the world. So
that is so well said. And you bring up such a great point. You bring up several great points. One is this allows you to remember to be thankful. And when you're in the trenches every day, getting by, doing what you have to do, easy to forget. And the other thing that you brought up, and this is one of the reasons I like to, I remember we did this last year. We may have had a cancellation last year as well, but I did a show similar to this last Thanksgiving, and it's a way of washing away all the negative news just for a little 1 hour. I mean, there's so much bad news and horrible things out there. It's nice to sort of let it go just for 45 minutes.
Yep, definitely. And you just kind of raise the vibration to a more happy place.
I like it. I like
for,
it.
For everybody.
And I like the idea of apple pie. Well done, Diana.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Ray.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551. Carolyn in Albany. Carolyn, you're on.
Hey, happy
you
Thanksgiving,
too.
Ray.
You too.
I'd like to encourage people not to shop on Thanksgiving. I think it's important that everybody has an opportunity to spend Thanksgiving with their family, not sleeping so they have to get ready to go to work so other people can shop. Mm. I think it's unfortunate that we are dividing into classes of the people who have a holiday and those who have to serve them.
Let me ask you a question. So is it now, when you look at this, and I agree, it's the Black Friday gets closer and closer. It'll be next thing you know, it'll be 2 days before Thanksgiving. And so the question is this on the consumer or is this on the companies who are saying we've got to get the edge? But the consumers buy into it for sure. But which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, that's the question. But I mean, if people wouldn't shop, if they didn't go out and contribute to that, then they wouldn't have the edge. They would realize it wouldn't be worth their while to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think you make a great point, and I hope you get. I tell you what, you go into a big box store. I was in late last night shopping, and they said, "Oh yeah, we'll be here tomorrow. We'll be here the next day." And hey, I guess that's.
Yeah, I work retail, and it's really hard. I put things away, so I'm going in later Friday. So I'm the one that picks up everything.
Yeah.
But all my other friends, they're going in. They're going in 6 p.m. Thanksgiving night.
Yikes.
And they have to have their Thanksgiving dinner at 10 a.m. that day so they have time to sleep so that they can stay up all night for the shoppers.
Well,
and it would just be really nice if we could just have one day that everyone could choose to be with their family if they desired to.
Yeah.
Their friends, their family, where they didn't have to work and they didn't have to think about it. And so I encourage people, if they're thankful for what they have, to not take it away from other people.
I like it. And of course, you know, you're talking to a radio man who's, we work every holiday. Not me personally every holiday, but there's always someone on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, for us, it's sort of, well, it's a holiday. Hey, this one I have off. But some holidays you work. And so, you know.
This is a choice, though. People don't have to shop on Thanksgiving.
Agreed. And thank you very much for the call. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
I will.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. Let's go to Pat in Albany. Pat.
This is a choice, though.
Hello.
Oh, you got
it.
Pat, can you turn your radio down just a wee bit?
I just turned it off.
Is that
working?
That works for me. You're on.
Okay. I wanted to share with everyone a Thanksgiving tradition that started in our family accidentally 45 years ago, and it has grown. I showed up at my brother's with my first child, new baby, and everyone said, "I wonder who weighs more." And we started a tradition where we put the new baby on the platter with the turkey.
Oh, no.
A picture of the new baby and the turkey. And the tradition has continued. I have 5 children, 11 grandchildren, all my cousins. There have probably now in the last 45 years been, I don't know, 25 turkey babies. But my poor brother now, when there is a new baby, like 50 people come to his house for Thanksgiving because they want to see the turkey baby picture.
You know, you could blow up YouTube with something like that. You should get some video.
And if there isn't a new baby, everybody says, well, we'll just stay home this year.
Oh, that is hilarious.
But it's been a beautiful tradition, and I wanted to share it because I don't think anyone else does it that I know of, but it's a lot of fun.
That is hilarious. And I tell you what, you get that on YouTube, you may even make some money on that. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I wish we'd taken a picture and made a poster of every baby.
Hilarious.
But we could try to dig them up.
Pat, that is one for the books. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. 1-800-348-2551. Well, there's something you don't hear every day. Joe and Latham. Joe, you're on.
Hey, how you doing, Ray? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too.
Hey, great. I have three sons. I've been married 30 years. I'm one of those guys that has been very fortunate to have a really great life. My boys were all home as of last night. And I'm very thankful that my wife and I can spend the time with them as they get older. It gets harder and harder to get everyone together.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that they're able to be with me for the holidays.
That is a great thing. And, you savor that.
You really do. It gets harder and harder as they get older because everyone starts going different directions. And my wife is thrilled and I'm thrilled. And we're very fortunate to have a great life and a great family.
Outstanding. Now, are there any sibling fights during the Thanksgiving get-together?
I was going to bring that up. I have eight brothers and sisters. I am an identical twin and 16 grandchildren and six great-grandchildren from my parents.
Wow.
So there'll be 42 of us together under one roof.
Yikes. That's a hell of a food bill.
So we're cooking a big bird in the oven, and then we are frying four other birds of various flavors. So it should be a real lot of fun.
Sounds great, Joe. Have fun.
You got it. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. 1-800-348-2551. Well, the whole thing about comparing the baby to the turkey weight, I think, is the call of the show thus far. But, hey, we're only halfway through. Let's go over to John in Kingston. John, you're on.
Yes, Ray. Great job. So glad you're on. I'm going to change what my subject was. I am thankful for the memories I have of all the times with grandparents and family. That's come to pass as I've gotten older. Just time goes on. Things happen. But, you know, it's a beautiful day here. You know, it's snowing. The trees are covered with white. And it's just a beautiful day, and I am thankful for each day, and especially for you and the whole staff at WAMC, because you guys do a great job.
Right back at you. And without you guys, and I said this morning when I was filling in on the roundtable, without you, we're not here. And so I'm thankful for everybody who listens and everybody who contributes, and it's quite a family. Are you from this area originally, John?
No. New Jersey, but that was, I came up here in 86.
Okay, well, back in the 70s, I was a little kid, maybe 72, 73. I remember a Thanksgiving storm, and it was mammoth. I remember snow drifts up to our upstairs windows. Of course, I was a little guy. Maybe I'm exaggerating a bit now, but I remember this is nothing compared to that storm.
Mm.
Well, you stay safe and have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, you too. God bless you all.
We'll see you. 1-800-348-2551. What does Thanksgiving mean to you? What do you do? What do you eat? Do you have fun? Do you have a couple of cocktails? Do you argue with your relatives? Let's hear about it. Roberta in Rhinebeck. Roberta. Hello? Let's hit the button again. Roberta, are you there? Roberta's not there. It could be the button, Roberta. If it's the button, please call back. Let's go over to Mark in Schenectady. Mark.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you also. I'm a little bit melancholy, but I'm still thankful. I lost my mother a year ago.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry.
So the family, you know, I'm sure it'll be a quiet Thanksgiving, but we still have a lot to be thankful for. You know, my kids have all grown. My kid's grown, and he lives down in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, as an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
So he won't be there, but I'll be able to talk to my grandkids and have dinner with my brother and my sister.
Mm.
And so I'm looking forward to that. And we'll just reminisce about family members who have passed and how we wish they were there. But I'm thankful that I'm here and still, you know, I'm continuing family traditions and love of the family that I have. And, you know, when you lose someone, you get that circle and you just turn inward and you go on. And I guess that's a part of life.
It is a part of life. It'll get easier, though.
I remember
losing family members before holidays, and that first one, very tough.
It's very tough, but also, yeah, my mother and father, they both passed, but they had to go through it with their mother and father.
Yeah.
It's a circle of life, and I understand that, and I'm going to just live like my mother lived and just enjoy life, every day of life, and set an example for my son and my grandkids.
I like it. And make sure you get a good laugh in. The angels like it when you laugh.
Yes.
All right, man.
Yeah, you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. All right. I'm trying to figure out who's on what line here. Is this Roberta in Rhinebeck?
Yes. Hello?
Hello. You're on.
Oh, okay. Thank you for having me on.
I'd like to have you.
And as we speak, I am preparing dressing that will not see the inside of the bird for the Mid-Hudson Vegetarian Society vegan Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Nice. And what's in your stuffing?
What's in my stuffing? Some nice bread-alone bread, and they didn't pay me to say that. celery, onions, mushrooms, walnuts, poultry seasoning, and fresh sage.
Oh, fantastic. How can you lose?
We feel that way, and of course, we don't have turkey because we don't eat meat,
right.
But we also get upset by the almost veneration of the turkey, referring to the holiday as
Turkey Day. Yeah.
And the fact of the very pervasive use of the image of the animal to promote the eating of it.
Hmm. All right. Well, I hope
we will have 60 to 70 people tomorrow for a Thanksgiving with no animal products. And next year, if you want us to talk about how to do it, invite us for a Cooking on the Air segment
in early
November.
I like it. Now, we had some chefs on, I guess, last week, and this came up about vegan Thanksgivings. And a couple of the chefs mentioned they're not real fans of tofurkey, if you will. When you do yours, philosophically, do you do something that will imitate a turkey, or do you just say no way?
Ours is a potluck, and we do not feel that we have to do anything to replace the turkey.
Mm.
So we just tell people to bring their very best dishes.
I like it.
That they like to make for Thanksgiving. And I think if you ask most people, if you had to choose between turkey only or the other dishes only, what would you choose?
It's got to be savory, though. It's got to, you know.
Yes, everything's savory. Like, I personally don't believe in salad at Thanksgiving. We eat salad the rest of the year. We should have, you know, hearty vegetables.
Squash and whatnot, yes?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Roberta. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
All right. Okay.
Bye now.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Bye.
You're welcome. All right. Okay. Ron in Shaftesbury. Ron.
Hi, Ray. It's good to see you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Nice to have you on the air.
Oh, thank you. Well, I just thought I'd call and tell you one of the traditions that we have with Thanksgiving. It's kind of fun. When we finish the food and we clear the table and we fill the table up with cards, everybody's got a deck of cards.
Yep.
We play solitaire and we put all the aces in the middle. And everybody plays off everybody's aces, called cutthroat solitaire. And the first one that gets rid of all their cards wins.
Wow.
And it is cutthroat.
How many people play?
Well, we have sometimes 10.
Wow.
You know, it gets pretty hectic.
Yeah, I bet it does. That's great. That many people, you could have a heck of a poker game. Maybe you walk out of there with some money.
Well, we used to do that. My mother had 15 brothers and sisters, and they'd all play poker, and the women would clean the dishes. But that's gone now.
Those times are gone, man. You got to help with the dishes. Yeah.
You better believe it.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, take care. You too.
All right, let's take a short break here on the show. 1-800-348-2551. Here's another song I love. Been listening to this for a couple of months now. It's from that Henry Mancini, Peter Gunn, complete soundtrack from going back to the 50s. This is Dreamsville. Thank you.
Support for WAMC comes from Vision Excel Eye Care, Lake Katrine, New York, providing eye exams, eye care, dry eye therapy, and more, where eyewear is an art. Facebook or visionexceleyecare.com. The New York Botanical Garden. Presenting the annual holiday train show until January 19th, tickets support the Garden's international plant science and conservation work, accessible by Metro North and the Bronx River Parkway, nybg.org. Ashfield Stone, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts. Quarry and fabrication used for enduring landscapes and interiors, including countertops and floor planking. Rare and wonderful native stone of the Berkshires, ashfieldstone.com. And MPAC, presenting a weekend of new work, including a performance by sound artist Pharmacon, an installation by light sculptor Melvin Modi, and two debut theatrical productions, December 4th to 6th, mpac.rpi.edu.
Vox Pop on WAMC, an open forum today. By default, our guest couldn't make it in. The weather stinks. I mean, if you like the snow, it's wonderful. But if you have to drive in it, yeah, it stinks. And be careful if you are driving on this holiday weekend. I think I just saw on the news, the cable news, over 1,000 flights already canceled. So I hope if you are going someplace far away, you get there. If not, be thankful for what you have. Back to the phones we go. Mark in Pleasant Valley. Mark.
Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, yeah. Well, you know what prompted me to call was your mention of the great New York snowstorm of Thanksgiving, maybe 1971, 72.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yes.
I grew up in Detroit, but we had cousins in Boston and an uncle in Rochester. So we always met halfway in Rochester for Thanksgiving. And we were maybe 10 kids between the age of 3 and 14 at that time, and the cousins. And we had a great time in the snow at that time, and it still, is a memory we have.
How old were you?
You meet somebody. I was maybe 11 or 12.
Okay, I was 6 or 7, but it seemed like the most snow I have ever seen in my life. You were a little older. Was it that much?
It seemed like it was quite a bit of snow, because I remember we built a terrific snow fort, and we had, the mother of all snowball fights.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm driving around Pleasant Valley right now. It's not too bad. The the snow is kind of thick and not too slippery.
Well, that's good. And I have a feeling that in 3 or 4 hours, if it continues, and I think it will, it may get a little worse. I hope you have snow tires.
I think that may be.
Well, Mark, thank you, and have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, and say hi to the whole gang for me.
Will do. Appreciate it. 1-800-348-2551. Now, let's see. I think this says Jay and Mary in Fishkill. You're on.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I want you to know that you're my favorite.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes, and I get really incensed when Alan picks on you.
Oh, he kids around. We kid. We kid each other.
But you give it back to him, so I'm really happy.
And we have fun. So happy Thanksgiving. What's up with you?
Well, we're going to go to friends. We have traded Thanksgiving. One family hosts 1 year. We did last year, and then the other family hosts the next year, so mm-hmm. It's great fun. And our Thanksgiving tradition is to always make wild rice dressing, because originally I'm from Duluth, Minnesota, and my godfather was a full-blood Ojibwe.
Ah.
In honor of him, we always have wild rice dressing from northern Minnesota.
Can you give us a quick recipe for that?
Well, let's see. I could.
Will it take a long time?
Pardon?
Will it take a long time to do the recipe?
Well, a medium amount of time.
Well, go ahead. I'll give you a minute or two if you think you can share.
I use 2 cups of rich chicken broth, mm-hmm. and 2 cups of water, and a bay leaf, and 2 cups of wild rice.
Yeah.
And then I use 10 slices of sandwich bread. And if you want it to be gluten-free, you can use gluten-free bread.
Mm-hmm.
and then 8 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 2 onions, fine dice, and 3 celery ribs, fine dice, and a couple, 3 garlic cloves minced, and usually about a tablespoon of minced fresh sage. You can always use dried if that's what you have, and that would be 1.5 teaspoons.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm nodding, and our call screener, Megan, is nodding as well. This sounds really good.
It is good. Oh, okay. A tablespoon of minced fresh thyme, or 1.5 teaspoons of thyme dried, 1.5 cups of heavy cream, 2 large eggs, 3/4 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. And basically what you do is you cook the wild rice in the chicken broth, the water with the bay leaf.
Yep.
And then when it's all done, you put it all together and let her rip. And let's see, I usually put the dressing, I do not stuff the turkey because I don't consider it safe.
Yep.
So I pop it into the oven and at about 350, 325. You really should cover it, and you let it rip 55, 60 minutes.
You know, I got to tell you, number one, that sounds amazing. And number two, we offer this as an audio archive, which will be up maybe 10 or 15 minutes after the show. So if anybody is listening who wants that, all you have to do is go to wamc.org/voxpop, and you can get that recipe. And I got a feeling there will be other people making this. It sounds really good.
Thank you.
Well, have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. The same to you. You take care.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551. That's a good recipe. You going to make that? Megan's going to make that. Okay, get started right now. And Ellen in Ellenville. Ellen in Ellenville, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Well, I have a lot to be thankful for. I live in the village of Ellenville, but in a residential section with a lot of trees and a flowing stream in back of my yard.
Mm.
And it's not a big property, but it's, you know, it's the stream that draws all the animals, whether it's the birds or, you know, the raccoons, the skunks, the chipmunks, whoever, because, and the deer, they all love the stream. So I try to share my Thanksgiving with them. And I go to my bakery, and maybe other people in the area can think of this, and I buy for about $2 or $3 a big 50-pound bag that their flour, their gold medal flour, comes mm-hmm. into the bakery. It comes up to my thigh, and I'm about 5'5". So it's a big bag and full of bread and rolls that are old, you know, stale.
Yeah.
And then I just put them outside and feed them. I've been out 3 times already today, and maybe other people can call their bakeries and see if they do that, you know, so they'd have some stale bread or rolls on their hands to put out for their animals. I do want to say I was very happy to hear the lady honoring her, I believe she said grandfather, who was an American Native Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of our Thanksgiving, you know. It's a shame we didn't, through the 1850s and so forth, it's a shame we weren't a little better to the Indians, especially the ones out west.
True.
But we should all remember the creatures of the land and the American Native Indians who owned the land.
Well put, Ellen. And it sounds like fun for the animals to be at your house at Thanksgiving.
Oh, it is. But you should see it in the summer. I mean, it's unreal.
Do you talk to them?
I have names for the raccoons and the squirrels.
Well, don't get too close to the raccoons. They look nice, but, you know.
Yeah, well, I have one that's reasonably tame because he's been eating here for about 4 years since he was born. So he knows my voice, and he knows the sound of the door. And, boy, let me tell you, he's right there when I talk or I open the door. All right, Ray, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Same to you and your family and all the critters, great and small. Nice to have you call, Ellen. 1-800-348-2551. We go over to Diane in Gloversville. Diane.
Hi, Ray.
Hello.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
And to you.
And to all the wonderful people at WAMC.
Thank you.
I kind of took over Thanksgiving from my stepmom, who took over Thanksgiving from my grandmother. And I have people here that come. They're either friends or they're family, and we do gluten-free and we do dairy-free. But the thing about Thanksgiving is, aside from the memories, it's the traditions that we create every year, and who comes or who doesn't come, things that we're thankful for during the year. And I think that, I guess in my thinking, that everybody who is, wherever I've been to a Thanksgiving, so my grandmother who's been gone for a long time, and my grandfather, and those people are still at the table. They might be at the table if you're using a piece of china, or they might be at the table if you're making a special recipe, or they might be at the table if you're having a certain glass of wine or eggnog or whatever. And I'm just, to me, Thanksgiving is one of the greatest holidays, the best holidays. There is, to me, no other holiday. And whoever sits at my table, I'm grateful for. And whoever can't make it, say, because of the snowstorm, they're still here with us.
You know, what you say resonates. I really like what you just said. And have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Ray. Thank you.
Bye now. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. My glasses are not working. It's Margie. It's Margie in Olive Bridge. Hi, Margie. You're on.
Hey there, Ray. Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
What a wonderful show. I'm sad that you're... person couldn't make it, but I think this is really delightful.
You know what? Everybody who's called in has stepped up. I was filled with trepidation, and it was a long... We filled 5 days of work into 3 days, and I'm pretty tired. And
yeah.
You and everybody else did great.
Yeah, this is beautiful. I want to say that earlier somebody called and spoke about Abe Lincoln and how he had... I remember hearing that story. He kind of searched around for some kind of thing that would lift the national mood. I wouldn't describe it as a political ploy as much as a healing action. I guess it's all the words you want to assign to something, but I think that any time we can pause and have gratitude... That's a very healthy thing to do. I don't care if somebody gets political points for it. I'd rather they get political points for gratitude than for whatever.
I see your point. Exactly. And remember, it was a day, the day floated, and it was celebrated differently in different states, but it was something that had been going on for decades prior to that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to also echo that I've been a vegetarian now for about 45 years.
Okay.
And so I also love to celebrate Thanksgiving by with a particular dish that I make every year. I got it out of the book Friendly Foods by Brother Ron Pekarsky.
All right. Tell us what it is.
Just a little. It's a Thanksgiving tofu, but I kind of like to not have so much soy, and I prefer having the whole bean instead of the partial bean product. So,
okay.
So I modify it a little bit, but it everybody loves it. All the meat eaters love it. It's really, really quite yummy with a sage dressing and a mushroom bechamel sauce.
So, I mean, it can be a very satisfying texture and weight, and it can when it's done properly.
Yeah.
And that's a thing, people like me, you know, who have been basically just out of a cave, always get surprised when, for instance, at a fun drive, there is a tofu dish, and it's absolutely spectacular, and it's satisfying and savory when it's done right. Now, you've had 45 years experience.
I've had a little time to get it together, yeah.
You got it. Well, Margie, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Ray. Have a safe get home, too, and I hope you don't have to struggle too much with the snow.
Well, I'll struggle to get home, and then I'll rake the roof, and then I'll relax. But thank you. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Let's go over to David in Pittsfield. David.
Hi, Ray.
Hello.
I wanted to comment on that musical selection that you just played before, because I'm a big fan of that area of music. That was Peter Gunn, written by Henry Mancini.
Yep.
And I don't know if you know this or not. Is that a CD or is that a vinyl record?
I bought this. I tell you, I've been listening to it relentlessly. I bought it a couple of months ago as a download on Amazon, I believe. Or you can get it anywhere. And it's the Peter Gunn complete with bonus tracks. And so it's got Shelly Mann and his group and his men, I think, doing some of the same tracks later on in the album in small group form.
Album.
But yeah, right. And so it's a really good record, and I've been throwing a lot of that particular album in as bumper music, but Dreamsville is still my favorite.
Well, I'm up here in Pittsfield at my summer house just waiting for the Thanksgiving feast for tomorrow, but I wanted to mention that, take a look on the liner notes of that album. The pianist is a young fellow in Hollywood named Johnny Williams.
Oh, I'll be darned, really?
And he was Mancini's pianist, and that's where he learned to be a film writer, because Mancini was the most popular film writer of his era. He kept his ears open and went on to Star Wars fame, etc. Of course, he's a good friend of ours up here in Pittsfield, because we see him every summer at Tanglewood.
That's amazing, because the piano work is pretty tasty.
It's very nice.
The only complaint I have about it is that there's just too much reverb on the piano on that particular album.
Well, John studied at Juilliard, and he studied with a very famous teacher there. But his teacher said, you know what, you're good, but you're not great, and you're not going to be a concert pianist. So he tried something else. He went out to Hollywood, and he became a jazz pianist.
Well, I think he did okay. Hey,
rest is history.
Have a great Thanksgiving, my friend. I'm glad you appreciate that music. I do, too. And let's go over quickly to our friend Sam in Saratoga. Sam, you're on.
Hi there, Ray. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
To you as well.
I have a funny Thanksgiving story for you. And this was probably 12 or 13 years ago, and this was the first time that my wife and I were hosting a Thanksgiving since we'd been married, and which was kind of a big deal because neither one of us at that time was really very good in the kitchen. We decided we were gonna do this.
Give it a try.
And we're gonna give it a try. And we were doing awesome. We had the turkey in the oven. We had all the sides going. We were timing everything to be done at the same time. And one detail is the day before I had cleaned the oven, cleaned it all out to get everything all ready.
Yeah.
And it turns out that when I put one of the oven grates back in, I had put it in backwards.
Oh, boy.
Not knowing I had done this. Again, I wasn't really good in the kitchen. So back to Thanksgiving Day, we're getting everything ready. I mean, we're right at the end. I'm taking the turkey out of the oven, and right as I slide the grate that the turkey is sitting on, slide that grate out of the oven, it collapses.
Oh!
And the grease spills in the oven and starts a fire.
Oh, Jesus.
The turkey slides across the kitchen floor. And right at that moment is when the doorbell rings and our guests have arrived.
Oh, God. Well, that's where we have to leave this. I bet there's a great counterpart to that story, but we got to go. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for a bit of slapstick there at the end of the show. Hey, we made it, folks. Support comes from Christmas Tree Farmers and Upper Hudson Valley Wineries, celebrating wine and trees this holiday season. NYWineandTrees.com for holiday event details. And Kern Compliance Services, LLC, Greenwich, New York, legal and consulting services on regulatory issues for life insurance and annuity manufacturers and distributors, KernCompliance.com. Thanks for calling. You've done it again, my friends. Thanks to Zach Malloy at the controls. Megan Finnegan answered the calls. Our producer, Jessica Blaustein. Marshall, I'm Ray Graff. Hope that you have a great Thanksgiving. Whether you have a lot of stuff or you have no stuff, you continue to exist if you're hearing my voice, and that's reason to be thankful. Be safe out there.